Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord, for everything that you've done on this blessed Sunday. Father, we thank you, Lord, that our footsteps are ordered by you. And Father, we declare in the name of Jesus that this space that we're stepping in, that we're coming forth in, let it be a space of unity. Let it be a space of oneness. Let it be a space of peace, joy, and happiness. Father, not only that, but Father, we declare in your matchless name that this time that we are praying, lifting up your holy name, that this will be a space of miracles and breakthroughs and transformations for your people, Father. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that you will be glorified and you will be magnified. Father, we declare that all our needs are met according to your riches and glory. Father, we pray and declare peace in the lives of your people. We declare that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. Not only no weapon, but no accusation, no tongue that rises itself up will not prosper in the name of Jesus. We declare and affirm that you are our shepherd and we shall not want for anything. We declare that we will rise up in boldness and in strength. We declare in the name of Jesus that not only will we rise up in boldness, but we will also rise up and be courageous. We declare in the name of Jesus that all shall be well because all our needs have already been met according to your riches and glory. Okay, Naomi, open up the line so we can open it up.
Amen. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, I give you all honor. I give you praise, oh God. I thank you, God, for leading us and guiding us along the way, oh God. I thank you, God, for ordering our steps, oh God, in your way, oh God. I thank you, God, for prosperity, oh God. I decree, oh God, that blessings all around us. I decree that favor, God. I decree, oh God, for relationships healing, oh God, in your holy name, oh God. I decree and declare breakthroughs, oh God, come among us, and oh God. I thank you for doors opening, oh God. I thank you, God, for the body of Zoe, God. I thank you for our leader, God, and confidant, Master Prophet, oh God, and his wife, oh God, oh God, in your holy and wonderful name, oh God. I thank you, God, for their family, oh God. I thank you, God, for their children. I thank you, God, for their grandchildren. I thank you, God, for each and one of us families, God. I thank you for protection all around us, God. I thank you for peace as we go to and fro, God, that peace within us, God, that peace that passes all understanding, God, that nothing formed against us shall prosper, oh God, and every tongue that rise up against us, you shall condemn, oh God, in your holy name, oh God. I thank you, God, because without you, God, we are nothing, God. I thank you, God, for leading us and guiding us, us, oh God. I thank you, God, for breakthroughs. I thank you, God, for mighty new blessings that's coming upon us, oh God. I thank you for creativity, and I thank you, God, for making us a co-creator, God, making us that co-creator, God. I thank you, God, for that wisdom. I thank you, God, for knowledge and understanding, God, for us to keep moving forward in your will and in your way, God, not ours, but yours, God. I thank you, Lord, for knowledge, God. I thank you, God, for clarity, God, in situations, God. I thank you for healing, God, for healing our bodies and our minds and our soul, God, and bringing us closer to you, God. I thank you, God, because it's more of you and less of us, oh God. I thank you also, God, for testimonies, God. I thank you for giving us a testimony. Hallelujah, God, in your precious mighty name, oh God. I thank you, God. Amen and amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you right now for this day that you've given to us, Lord Jesus. We thank you for life, health, and strength today. Father God, this is the day that you have made. In this midnight cry, going into the morning hour, Father God, we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we thank you, Father God, because with you we know that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. But we thank you, Father God, for the revelation and the insight that you've given to us, that you bestowed onto us, Father God, from our leaders, Father God. So we lift them up even now, Father God, even the more, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, that you are doing exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we could even ask, even imagine, even think, Father God, in the lives of Archbishop E. Bernard Jordan and Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan and Mother Mary and the company of prophets and the whole family, Father God, those who are connected on the line, Father God, even the ones that aren't on the line, Father God, we thank you, Father God, that you are omnipresent even now, making haste, Father God, to our cries and our petitions, Father God, answering our prayers even now, Father God, delivering us out of our problems, delivering us out of our circumstances, Father God, giving us grace through our infirmities and our weaknesses, Father God. We thank you that because of your Spirit, we are made strong right now. We thank you because of your Spirit, Father God. We have unlimited access into the kingdom of God to prosper, even as our soul prospers. We thank you, Father God, that you are working things out for our good, even when we can't see it. Father God, we believe it by faith because we believe in the now faith being the substance. And we thank you, Father God, because of that substance working on the inside of us, that matter shall manifest in the natural. But we depend on you, Father God. We lean on you. We trust in you, Father. We're seeking you, Father God, knowing that you shall make ways and knowing that you shall open doors, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you are moving in a mighty, valiant way like never before, Father God, that you are opening up doors, opening up the windows of heaven, Father God, and pouring out your blessings upon your people, upon the prophets, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that we are being willing vessels to be used by you, Father God, to pour out the prophetic onto the land. We speak revival even now, even this day, on the land through the prophets, right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Father God, that you are delivering us. We thank you, Father God, that you hear us. Father God, we thank you, Father God, that you are honoring our prayers tonight on this line. And we thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. So Satan, you have to move because we are on assignment for the kingdom expansion. Thank you, Father God, for all these many things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your love, Heavenly Father. We thank you for your love that comes forth, Lord God, in times of confusion, in times of loneliness, in times, Lord God, where we know not where to go, Lord God. We thank you for your consistency, Lord God. We thank you for your consistency in being with us, Lord God. And tonight, Heavenly Father, we lift your name like never before, for we know that the miracles are all around us, Lord God. So we thank you in advance for the uncommon favor. We thank you in advance for the supernatural healing. We thank you in advance, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God, for your answers. We thank you for your answers. We thank you for always being there. And more importantly, Lord God, I thank you for the overflow. Lord God,
that even when my eyes are not open to the things of God, I thank you for the overflow that continues to manifest in my life and the life of my family, the life of my friends, Lord God, and all those connected to me. Lord God, I pray that you would just continue to show yourself, Lord God, continue to show yourself and never before. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that speaks through us, Lord God, and holds us and keeps us, Lord God, and redirects us, Lord God. I thank you for the Holy Spirit that whispers, Lord God, in the midnight hour, Lord God, that whispers, Lord God, that is on time, that cometh in the morning, Lord God. I thank you for the joy that doesn't make sense, Lord God. I thank you for the joy that comes of earth, Lord God, and I thank you for the comfort. The comfort, the comfort, the comfort, Lord God, even in times and places and instances, Lord God, where we need you most but know not what to say. I thank you for just knowing, Lord God, knowing our hearts and our minds and speaking clarity and peace into our bodies, Lord God. I pray for our seeds, Lord God. I pray for the generations and legacies on this line, Lord God. I pray that whatever it is that we're doing, Lord God, we are setting a foundation, Lord God, a foundation, Lord God, a foundation that is rooted in you, rooted in your love and your destiny for our lives. I thank you tonight, Lord God, for life. I just thank you for allowing me to open my mouth and praise you, Lord God. I thank you for life. I thank you. I thank you for life in your mighty, precious name. Amen and amen.
Oh God, we thank you right now. We thank you right now as we come together as one, Father God. We thank you right now, Father God, for this place and this space, Father God, of your anointing and your presence, Father. Oh, we honor you and we love you and we adore you for allowing us to come together yet another time, Father God. And we thank you for the angels of this house, the angels of this house that have made it possible. We thank you, Lord God, for our Archbishop, Master Prophet Ibanor Jordan. Father God, we thank you for his beautiful wife, our spiritual mother, Pastor Deborah Prophetess Jordan. Father God, we thank you for his mother, Father God, our spiritual grandmother, Mother Prophetess Mary Jordan. And we thank you for our other spiritual grandmother, Mary Berry, and Father God, we just thank you, Father, for those named and unnamed. We thank you for the children, Father God. We thank you for the powerful heritage of this prophetic family, Father God. We thank you for the grandchildren, Father God. We thank you for the great-grands that are to come and others that are to come in this mighty household, Father. We thank you, Father God. We thank you for your hand that's upon their lives, Father God. We thank you for the calling, the assignment, Father God, for the very vision that you've given them. And, Father God, we just ask you to continue to strengthen them, continue to strengthen Archbishop and Lady Deborah, that they continue to globalize prophetic, Lord. We thank you, Father, for the opportunity to join in and to be a part of this mighty vision. Now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word. And we thank you for the power of your word. And even as it said in Romans 13:1, let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. For there is no power but of God. For the powers that be are ordained of God. So let every soul be subject to the authorities that are above you. For there is no authority except from you. And those that exist are set up by you. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that you've given us power over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means harm us or our families. Father, as we stand right now, we ask you to cover us in the blood. We ask you to sanctify and merge us in the blood. We ask you to cleanse us, God, from sins of omission and sins of commission. Lord, we don't take anything for granted. We ask you to have mercy upon us, God, according to your loving kindness, Father God, and according, my God, to your tenderness, God. Blot out our transgressions, God. Wash us thoroughly from my iniquities. Father, create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us, God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we declare you, Lord. We declare you, Lord, in our lives, God. We declare you, Lord, in our families' lives, God. We declare you, Lord, in our homes, God. We declare you, Lord, in the churches, God. We declare you, Lord, in the ministries that you called and entrusted us to, God. We declare you, Lord, in our communities, Father. We declare you, Lord, in our school systems, Father. We declare you, Lord, in our court systems, Father. We declare you, Lord, in the government branches, Lord. And in Congress, we declare you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. We declare you, Lord, in the Senate, Lord. And we declare you, Lord, in the White House. You are Lord over the universe and all the systems that are established. Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that you are Lord. And Father God, we just thank you. We just thank you right now for answering. Hallelujah. Not just hearing, but answering our prayers. And Father God, with signs, miracles, and wonders, we thank you, Father God. We're in expectation because we know that you're not a man that you should lie. Everything you speak, Lord God, you shall watch over the word to perform it. Not one word, not one jot or tittle shall pass, God. Your word shall not fall to the ground. Even out of the mouths of your prophets, God, we just ask you to strengthen us and continue to enable us, God, to not seek our wills, but thine will to be done. These and other blessings we ask in Jesus' almighty name. Amen and amen.
Prophet Olympia. Minister Kenneth Cook.
Father, we just thank you for love. Father, we thank you for strength. Father, we thank you for guidance. We thank you for every family member that's represented on this line. We thank you for the prayers that's going up. We thank you for the blessings that's coming down. We thank you for removing fear, which is just a false evidence appearing real. The only real thing is you, Father. The only real thing that we can count on is you. The only real thing we can count on is your voice. The only real thing we can count on is your word, because your word moves us forward. Your word gives action and allow us to take the action boldly, with strength and with confidence, Father. We thank you for the gift of prophecy. We thank you for Archbishop Ebenar Jordan. We thank you for Lady Pastor Deborah Jordan. We thank you for all the pastors that's on the line. We thank you for their ministries, Father. We thank you for the encouragement that you give, and we thank you for the leadership, Father. We thank you for homelessness, Lord, because, you know, that's just temporary, Father. We know that they're going to get up, and we know that they're going to get that strength to really move forward and get up and go. We thank you for the action of go, and we thank you for the action of letting go. Amen. Father, we just thank you for family. We thank you for legacy, Father. I thank you for the healing and strength for my daughter, Renee Castillo. I'm thanking you for my grandson, the protection that you keep around him in Bridgeport, Connecticut, Father. We thank you for the open doors of elevation and expansion. We know that all things are possible as long as we believe on God and Jesus, that opens things up and just move things forward, Father. We're just thanking you for the peace of mind, even as we rest tonight, even as the dawning of a day has already began. We're thanking you for the things that we have control over, Lord. We're thanking you for the confidence that gives us the strength to move and do and be and have. Father, we're just thanking you for your guidance. We're thanking you for loyalty. We're thanking you for trust. Father, we're thanking you for the new individuals that's coming into our lives. Father, we thank you for the people that's coming across our path that we're going to give wisdom to. We're going to give a smile to. We're going to give a hello to. Father, we're just thanking you for just never turning away anyone that comes across our path, because there's always a word that's going to help us right at that moment, right at that second, Father. So we're just thanking you for the breakthroughs that shall always be enormous and endless. But there's no lack in you, Father. There's only infinite supply. And we ask all these things in Jesus' almighty name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Father God, we thank you and we praise you right now in this moment, Lord. Father God, we thank you for this opportunity and time to gather together in prayer, Lord. Father God, we thank you for the head of Zoe Ministries, the Archbishop, Lord. May you just continue to strengthen him, Lord. May you continue to keep him, Lord. May you continue to keep him on the path, Lord. May you continue to send support his way, Father. Father God, and just continue to strengthen the First Lady of the House, Prophetess Deborah Jordan. May you continue to strengthen her. May you continue to support her, Lord, and send all that she needs, Lord, and all that she desires, Lord, and continue to strengthen the family and every family on this call, Lord. Father God, we just want to thank you right now, Lord. We thank you for this day. We thank you for this new week, Father. And as we step into this week, we decree favor into this week. We decree blessings into this week. We decree miracles into this week. We decree finances increase, acceleration of increases in finances for this week. We decree that the blessing gets quicker. The blessing begins to chase us, Lord. We decree it right now. We decree it. We decree it over everyone on this call. We decree healing, Father. Father, remember Minister Bostic as he began to recover in the hospital and miracles begin to follow his recovery, Lord. We begin to cover him right now, and we speak healing to his body. We speak healing to his mind. We speak strength to his body. We speak strength to his mind. Father God, continue to support his lovely wife, Lord. Continue to strengthen her, to continue to keep her mind, Lord. We pray that you cover the family, Lord, in Jesus' name. Father God, we decree right now that you continue to strengthen even our children as they go through this week in school, Lord. Let miracles and blessings begin to follow them in the classroom. Begin to strengthen them in areas where they're weak, Lord. Begin to strengthen them in areas of mathematics. Begin to strengthen them in the areas of language arts. Begin to strengthen them and let the interest and let the burning desire for the arts begin to overtake them, Lord. Father God, we pray for their safety. We pray for their covering. Let the angels follow them to school, Lord. And let our children begin to accelerate and leave examples in the earth, Lord. We decree it. We pray it in Jesus' name and even begin to touch the businesses that we have, Father. Begin to breathe the breath of life into the business, into our creation, and let it begin to grow and let it begin to grow and let it begin to grow. And we decree success. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your strength. Heavenly Father, we thank you for Archbishop. We thank you for Pastor Deborah. Lord, we thank you for the house. Lord, we thank you for everything that's happening in our lives, things that we're not even aware of, what you're doing in us, out around us, and for us. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you for healing. We thank you for financial blessing. We thank you for miracles coming forth in the season that the people are requesting on the line. Lord, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for a renewed mind with a Christ mind, Lord God. We thank you for what's coming on in this world, Lord. We thank you for your protection around us in this season. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the blessing that's coming forth in this season. Lord, we thank you for our families, Lord. We thank you for the covering of our families, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for everything that's coming forth in this season, Lord God. And Lord, we just open for what is coming forth in our lives in this season. And we're staying open and saying yes to you, Lord. Yes to whatever you're coming, you bring our way, Lord. We're saying yes, 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 yes. We are ready to receive you, Lord God, and decrease ourselves so that you can increase in us in this season, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for everything again, Lord. We thank you for healing coming forth in this season. We thank you for financial blessings. We thank you, Lord God, for businesses growing in this season, Lord. We thank you for entrepreneurships coming forth in this season. Lord, we thank you for authors coming forth in this season. Lord, we thank you for medical students coming forth in this season. Lord, we thank you for a financial blessing coming forth in this season. Lord, we just thank you for everything that's coming forth in this season because we know that you have us in your heart and you desire nothing but the best for us, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Father God, we thank you for another midnight cry. Father, we thank you for another opportunity to come before you, Father, with prayer and petitions. Father, Father, your word says that man should pray continually. Father God, we thank you for the new thing that you're doing inside of each and every one of us. Father God, we thank you for touching our leaders, Father, and Archbishop, Master Prophet, and Pastor Deborah Jordan, Father. Continue to strengthen them, Father, as they continue to do your work, Father, and do your will. Father, continue to have your way in the way that only you know how. Father God, we also ask you to continue to touch Prophetess Mother Mary Jordan, Father, and Pastor Mary Berry, and Father, continue to touch them, Father, even now. And strengthen them, Father, even in this time. Father, continue to even heal them, Father. Make every bone straight, Father. Set anything that is out of line, Father, in order and in divine order. Father God, right now we thank you for speedy recovery, Father, even over our minister, Stephen Bostic. We thank you for the speedy recovery, Father. We decree healing, wholeness, and completion, Father. Father God, we thank you for touching our public servants, touching our co-workers, Father God. We thank you for new job opportunities, Father God. We thank you for increases in employment, Father God. We thank you for favor even in financial situations. We thank you for divine provision, Father God. Father God, we thank you for the company of prophets, Father. We thank you even now, Father, for touching their families, Father, touching the families of every soul, Father, on this line, touching the lives of every person that is connected to a person on this line, Father, even now. Father God, and we'll be so careful to give you all the praise, to give you all the glory, and to give you all the honor. In the masterful name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for this day. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. We thank you, Father God, for great deliverance. We thank you, Lord God, for showing mercy to your anointed vessels tonight. Thank you, Lord God, that you're showing mercy and protection for our seed. We thank you, Lord God, that thou art our hiding place. Thou shalt preserve us from trouble. Thou shalt compass us about with songs of deliverance. And you said in your word that whoso call upon you shall be delivered. And we thank you that you cause us to walk before you upright and with integrity, Father God, because you've placed your spirit upon us, Father God. For the Spirit of the Lord is upon us. You've anointed us to preach the gospel to the poor. You sent us to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive, to recovering the sight of the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised. Father God, cause us to walk with integrity before your people. In the mighty name of Jesus, let us not make you ashamed, Lord God, but let us bring glory to your name. And Father God, we esteem and lift up our leaders. We strengthen their hands, Lord God. We strengthen them, God, and we cover them, Lord God, as you cover them. And Father God, we decree and declare that every enemy is dispelled. We cancel every assignment of the enemy that would try to work against our leadership, that will work against the prophetic order, that we uncover every witch and every warlock, God, for they come against us one way and flee seven ways, for no weapon formed shall prosper. Father God, we decree and declare longevity, not only for our leaders, God, but for Prophet Stephen Bostic. God, we decree and declare that you're raising him up even now. God, extend his life, Lord God. Turn it around, God. Turn it around, God, and raise him up. Work a miracle. Even for my mother, Lord. My mother, Doris Gray, we decree and declare that that tumor dries up, that those calcium stones in her kidney dissolve, God, and pass through her tract, her system, God, undetected. Father God, extend, even straighten out her spine, God. We decree and declare long life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Oh, hallelujah. And Father God, we just thank you. We magnify your name, Father God, for you are worthy to be praised, Lord God. And we just thank you for this midnight cry, Father God. We thank you for seeing us through another week, Father God. We thank you for allowing us to see another week, Lord God. We thank you for all the souls that are connected on this line, Lord God, and even those that are not here on this line, Lord God. We thank you for touching them. We thank you for healing in the body, Lord God. We thank you for healing blood vessels. We thank you for opening arteries, Lord God. We thank you for healing muscles. We thank you for healing organs, Lord God. We just see our people perfect, whole, and complete, Lord God. We thank you for peace, Lord God. We thank you for forgiveness, Lord God. We thank you for being our comforter in this season, Lord God. We thank you for our children, Lord God. We thank you for watching over them, Lord God. We thank you for our parents, Lord God. I thank you for my mother, Lord God. I thank you for watching over her and keeping her. I thank you for my father, Lord God. I thank you for watching over him and keeping him and strengthening him, Lord God. I thank you for my siblings, Lord God. I thank you for my nieces and my nephews, Lord God. Order their steps, Lord God, such that they may not go astray. I thank you for peace, Lord God. I thank you for touching our businesses, Lord God. I decree and declare prosperity, Lord God. I decree and declare that no harm shall come our way, Lord God. And I thank you for all the miraculous things you are doing in our lives, Lord God, even the things that we do not understand, Lord God. I thank you for Archbishop Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan, Lord God. I thank you for continuing to strengthen them, and I lift them up as they continue to strengthen and lift up your people, Lord God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. And Father God, we thank you. We thank you for you are Alpha and Omega.
Father, we thank you for glory. We thank you for favor for your people. Father, we thank you for our leaders. Let them seek you first, Father God. We worship you in Jesus' name. We love and praise your name. We give you all the praise. Father, bring the families that are represented on this call in peace and harmony. We bring clarity to the people. Thank you, Jesus. Let your spirit be among us in Jesus' name. Isaiah 40:31, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. In Jesus' name, amen.
Prophetess Naomi.
And Father God, we come to you with an open heart, God. Father God, we ask that everything that is asked, God, that it is granted, God. Father God, hear our cries, God. Hear our prayers, God. Father God, we come before you, God. Father God, we lift up every entrepreneur ideas right now, God. We ask that you move upon it, God. Anything that was slow, God, please let it move faster in your name, God. Father God, I ask that you send a protection around our children, God, to guide and guard their minds, God. Guard their minds, God. God, let them be of the mind of you, God. Let them be favored by you, God. Let all things work good and according to your way, God. Father God, we know that this is our time and our season that we're rising up, God, and we give you the praise, God. Father God, we are so thankful for everything that you have been doing in our life, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, for the healing you placed in our life, God. We thank you, God, for your everlasting love, God. We thank you, God, for your peace. We thank you, God, for being in your presence, God. We thank you, God, for your joy, God. We give you the praise and we give you all the honor, God, and let this be a great and happy, successful, prosperous week in your name. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. Father God, we thank you right now that this is the day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Father God, as Jesus said, men ought to always pray and not faint. And Father God, we refuse to give up. We thank you, Father God, as we petition you of every prayer, God. God, I thank you, Father God, and desire and even miracles, God, that you will hasten. Hallelujah. Our prayers in this season, and Father God, in our petition in this season. And Father God, we thank you for every mother that is standing for their children, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that you continue to give them grace. Because we know that your grace is sufficient, Father God. And Father God, we plead the blood of Jesus over their children, over every mother, every father's children right now in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus as they go to and forth to school right now in the name of Jesus. And Father God, those children that are struggling in school, God, I thank you, Father God, for the spirit of Daniel that will be upon them, that the spirit of excellence should be upon them, God, and they will supersede over the rest and above the rest in the name of Jesus, and your glory will come forth out of their life, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I decree and declare miracles and breakthrough. I thank you, Father God, for your dunamis power right now. I thank you for our Archbishop, Master Prophet, even our Jordan, and our beloved Pastor Prophet, Deborah Jordan. I thank you for their life and their stand for the prophetic and globalizing the prophetic all over the world, God. I thank you, Father God, for their beloved children, their beloved grandkids. I thank you for our beloved mother, Prophetess Mary Jordan. I thank you, Father God, for our beloved mother, Mary, Pastor, Prophetess Barron right now in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we decree miracles over their body right now. Strengthen them in everywhere they're weak, God. God, build them up where they're toned down in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I thank you for every minister, every pastor, every evangelist, teacher, hallelujah, bishop that is on this line. And I thank you, Father God, for the divine increase and God, your divine, transformation for your people, God, and your leaders, God. And I thank you, Father God, for your Shekinah glory that shall rest upon their houses, God. In the name of Jesus, God, begin to bless their ministries like never before. Bring the increase that they're waiting for, God. Bring the helping hand, God. Bring their Joshuas and their Aaron, hallelujah, and their Jonathan, God, into the God. Bring them in, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we decree and declare victory and breakthrough. Father God, let your dunamis power begin to flow on this call. And I plead the blood of Jesus over every home right now in the name of Jesus. And Father God, those allergies and viruses and flus, God. God, I plead the blood over everyone that is suffering. And I call forth my member, Prophetess Sabrina Yates, God. I plead the blood of Jesus over her right now. In the name of Jesus, strengthen her, Father God. Strengthen her, God. Give her strength, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for, hallelujah, Minister Prophet Boston right now. And I thank you, Father God, that you have caused your dunamis power, your miracle working power to begin to flow through him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Touch his beloved wife, Lord. Hallelujah, Prophetess Boston, Lord. Strengthen her, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we decree and declare victory, breakthrough in Jesus' name. And no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against us in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Amen, amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we thank you for every word, every request, every utterance that has been said during this hour of the midnight cry. Father, we lift it all up unto you, Father. But Father, you said in your word that man should always pray and not faint. Father, you said that the prayers of a righteous availeth much. Father, you said if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, that we will hear from heaven. Therefore, Father, we stand gladly upon thy word, and we declare your word in faith and in power, knowing that you have started and begun a good work on the inside of us, Father. And Father, we thank you in advance that you're going to perfect everything that concerns us. Father, we pray for those that are sick and shut in, Father. We send your word. We send healing. We send strength. In the name of Jesus. And Father, not only that, but Father, we thank you, Lord, that as we step into this day that you have made, Father, Father, we're stepping in it with wisdom. We're stepping in it with strength, Father. Father, we pray that you would guide our footsteps, order our footsteps, Lord Jesus. Lead us and guide us, Father. Let us not stumble, let us not fall, Father, but let us rise up and represent you in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord, for he says our children will go to school, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, for divine protection and divine safety, Father. Father, we thank you in advance that no hurt, harm, or danger shall befall them, Father, for they are blessed of the Lord. And they have been called and anointed and appointed by you. Father, we thank you right now that the angel have already went before them to bring protection and guidance their way. Father, we thank you, Lord, even as we venture out today, starting in our businesses and at work, Father. Father, we thank you right now that we're going to be led and guided by you, Lord, and everything that will be done in this day, Father, you will be glorified and you will be lifted up, and it will be a blessed day, a day that we will experience that have never been experienced or done before, because, Father, you are ordering it and you're guiding and you're creating it and you're bringing things forth in our life. Father, we thank you, Lord, for every household that is represented on this call today. Father, we give you honor and we give you glory. And Father, we pray. I don't know why, but I kept hearing God, he's ready to unravel, and he's ready to cause us to see the tactics of the enemy. And the enemy will not prevail in this season, because the enemy has already been rebuked by the hands of the Lord. The devil is a liar, and he will not prosper concerning the thoughts or the ideas that he has thought it for the God's people. So get ready for what God is about to do in the name of the Lord. Amen. The prophet family, I just love you all. Thank God for you, and we're just going to keep on keeping on, family. Listen, God is moving. Also, before I decrease, Archbishop, he went to see Minister Bostic today. He's walking around. He's talking. He's moving. Even the nurse, they just looked and they just shake their head.
Awesome.
They can't believe they said, it's all God. They said, this is God. They said, they pointed to Archbishop, this other man over here. He's been here for over a year, and he hasn't even gotten any better. But less than a week, 7 days. God has already shown up. So people of God, we can't quit. We can't stop. God is in control. God knows the end of the thing. We don't know the end of the thing or where God is taking us and why we're on this call every night. You would love to be in our church. God has said, I got something better for you. You're going to stand and you're going to be a stand, and you're going to intercede through this midnight time for the lives of my people. Deacon Miss Bostic was at church today. She was rejoicing and thanking God. Only thing she could do is thank y'all for the praise. We know only God. Only God. And people, God is going to cause us to move into miracles, move into things. I was one preview said he's going to stumble into some things, and we're going to
come on now,
only God. Only God. Yeah. Only, we are not going to be able to explain it, and we are not to explain it. We can say, only God. God
only
is going to do this here.
Only Jesus.
God is going to do this here. So I don't know what someone is going through, but God says he's going to unravel the tactics and the ideas of the enemy. The devil is not going to prosper. You can take that word and write it down, because God is doing it to unravel. God, Holy Ghost, has stepped on the scene, and Holy Ghost is going to take care of it in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. So, Prophet Naaman, I'm going to decrease so that we can go forward. I know we are 11 minutes ahead of behind what we were supposed to be. So I'm going to decrease so you can move forward and give the announcement. Thank you, family. I love you for your faithfulness. And
love you too, Pastor.
Amen. God bless you, one and all.
God bless you. Love you, Pastor.
Thank you so much, Pastor. We love you.
We love you, and thank you all.
Amen.
Amen, amen. All right, people of God, just want to give a few announcements. We will be back here later on today. The NASA prophet, our archbishop, he's going to be sending us a call blast so that we can come back on the line for our Monday night teaching. Is there any announcements from any of the company of prophets? Please announce it now.
Yes, this is Prophetess Jessica, and I just want to announce that in about 11 hours and 20 minutes, Man Cave Monday will be on with your host, Prophet Prentice, Prophet Joshua, and Prophet Gregory Jackson, and this week they're having a conversation around birthing orders and you. So you do not want to miss that. That's tomorrow, well, later today at noon. Tune in. Thanks.
Amen. Any other announcements from any other company of prophets? All right. Well, we're going to be close it out right now. I want to say thank you all. We will be back here between 11:52 and 11:55 to do the roll call. So come be a prophet. Please come on at that time so we can do the roll call and we can start promptly at 12 midnight. Also, I want to tell everyone once again, check your email. Check your email. Also, check your emails for those that are part of the Book of the Month and Prophecology Summer 2017 that is coming right, is going to be right here. We're already here in April. And then also we have High Holy Week that is happening on February 13th and February 14th. February 13th is on a Thursday evening where we're going to be having an oil mixing service. So bring your bottle of oil at 310 Riverside Drive on 103rd Street, as well as Good Friday service that February on April 14th. I'm sorry, what are you saying, Prophet? April, oh gosh, thank you. You should have just called me out, April 14th. Anyway, I'm going to say goodnight to all, and God bless. Amen.
Good night, God bless.
Good night.